I just want to welcome you to the Game of Life Mastery Program and community. I'm Kate Large, and I am so excited to begin this new adventure with you, Florence, and the angels. And I want to begin by honoring and celebrating you doing something wonderful for yourself. You know, it's my privilege to share with you the magic of Florence Govelshin's teachings in this program, and human words cannot convey how happy I am that you are here. Now, when I was first introduced to Florence's teachings, my life would have been so much easier if there had been a program like this available to support me. So I present this program with that information in mind. Like, what did I need to help me? What would have supported me? And what did I need to know that would have made my life easier? And with that information as my guide, plus the input of Florence and the angels, I give you everything I possibly can to support you and help you to improve your life on a massive scale. Now, this program is designed just for you. It's designed for you and caters to you and your needs. And I'm committed to being your human hand of support while the angels and Florence's spiritual energy are committed to being your spiritual angelic support. Now, before we begin, the angels and I want to formally welcome you by taking your hand across the soils and waters of Mother Earth to join together as one in a safe space of love. You know, together we form a safe, supportive community container, a circle of love. Florence Govelshin teaches us that love is the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. And the energy of love, in that energy of love, I ask you to get comfortable, close your eyes, and with a deep breath, I ask your angels to come in close to you so that you feel their love for you. So take a deep breath and envision taking the hand of your angels, one on your left and one on your right. And when I call out the country that you're in, your angels will help you step into our circle of love. So would everyone from Australia please step into the circle? And everyone from the UK, please step into the circle. Everyone from France, please step into the circle. Everyone from Belgium, please step into the circle. If you're from Germany, please step into the circle. Everyone from Guatemala, please step into the circle. Everyone from Indonesia, please step into the circle. Everyone from Canada, please step into the circle. And everyone from the U.S., please step into the circle. And if you just joined, or if you're in a country that I didn't mention, please step into the circle. And from this safe space of love energy, the angels and I send all the love of our hearts to you. We hold you in the light of the powerful, limitless, spiritual being of love and light that you are. We hold you in the knowing that it's your birthright to be, do, and have all that makes your heart sing with joy, to experience your version of heaven on earth, now and always. And by coming together in this beautiful circle of love, we magnify the power of two exponentially. And whether you're listening live to the recording or reading the transcript, we claim this power. So take a deep breath of this ever-expanding power of love and breathe in just how limitless you are. And now we'll ground this loving energy. See roots from your feet travel into the loving soils of Mother Earth, down to the core light of love within her. And with a deep breath, pull her loving, healing energy up through the soils to your feet, up your legs, to your heart. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Thank you for being here. We're going to begin by going over how the program will flow. Each call will begin with administrative information, and then we'll address our class content. And we'll experience working with our angelic A-team to shift our energy and heal painful energy of the past in all directions of time. Now, this is a 60-day program with 10 class modules, and each call will be at 6 p.m. Mountain Time on Tuesdays. And you'll find the schedule for each call, homework assignments, and the Dynamic Mastery Tool Library on the Members Area website. Now, each class module call will be 30 to 45 minutes long. However, tonight's call will probably be about an hour. Now, immediately after the class module call completes, our Q&A session will begin, and I'll take questions by phone. If you're on the line, when you raise your hand by pushing star 2, I know that you have a question, or you can type your question into the queue if you're listening in on the web. And I also encourage you to post questions in the private Facebook community. After the call completes, if a question pops in your mind, go to the private Facebook community and type that question in there. Post it, and I will answer you, as well as other Mastery members. So be sure to ask your questions. Now, each call is recorded, and a transcript is provided. Participants of past programs have held off taking notes till the transcript's available, and that leaves them fully present during the live calls, and then when they get the transcript, they print it out and make notes on it. But do whatever works best for you. You know, I've been told, and I'm absolutely thrilled about this, that the energy of the call comes through not only in the recording, but also in the transcript. So again, you just do whatever works best for you. Now, we will not be processing through that workbook in order, the Game of Life workbook, so please note the homework assignments on the members' website. And for your convenience, there is a PDF file that you can download under Live Class Call Modules. And the chapters are in order. They're listed on that web page, but I thought it'd make it easier for you to print it out, so you can do that if you want to. Now, the recordings of the calls and the transcripts of the content will be added to the members area within 48 hours of the class. Now, I may start adding the recording immediately after the class and then add the transcript when it's ready. Yes, I think I'll do that. That way it'll be ready for you just as quickly as possible if you miss the class. And there will not be a transcript for the Q&A time. However, I will post the recording separate from the class time, so there will be two recordings of the class modules when you ask questions. That'll be content and a Q&A. Now, all the Mastery tools are available in the library on the website. Be sure to download everything so you have it when you need it. And each Mastery tool is designed to support you and make it easier for you to maintain the highest vibration of love energy. So I encourage you, download them to your computer, and then you can transfer them to your digital devices if you want to. Now, invitations have been sent to you by email asking you to join the private Facebook community, and I encourage you to join and participate. You'll find it a loving, supportive community where it's safe to ask questions, share insight, and to support each other and celebrate with your Mastery member family. So for those of you who are new members, you'll see that the posts from the previous program are available for you to read. And you'll find questions and answers there that may pertain to something that is very important to you right at this moment. So just scroll through there and check out what's there. And if you have any trouble accessing anything, please be sure to let me know through the email address listed on the homepage of the members' website, or you can click reply on one of your reminder emails. Again, this program is designed as an all-inclusive program, providing everything you need to experience massive transformation. However, I want to remind you that you have a lifetime membership to it, and I'll be presenting this program again and again. So every time I present it, you can participate and take full advantage of the private Facebook community and any additional digital bonuses that I've added. Now, the Game of Life Mastery program is structured to include working with the angelic realm and meeting your angelic team so you will recognize their energy. And we'll also be working with the beautiful, loving spiritual energy of Florence herself. And if you felt a loving energy or presence of comfort with you as you've read through Florence's books or when you've been actively implementing her teachings, know that that loving support has been Florence's spiritual energy. She is available to help you, guide you, and support you if you wish. Now, you'll see in the Mastery Tools section that there is a guided journey to meet Florence. You may experience that now if you like, but in one of our calls, I will be introducing you to her energy, and that experience is magical. You're going to love it. Now, before we begin the nitty-gritty part of our call, I want to address the magic of Florence's teachings and that human need to feel guilty for not completing assignments. You know, that human need to beat ourselves up when we judge that we haven't met ours or someone else's expectations. Well, the number one complaint of program participants in any program or class is feeling like they're struggling to keep up in the course. I get this. I participate in classes and programs too, and I've had that feeling of struggling to keep up. And not only is it not any fun, the energy of struggling to keep up will keep you from getting the most out of this program. This program is all about shifting energy, and if you're stuck struggling to keep up, beating yourself up, how can you shift your energy? Well, I asked my angelic A-team how you and I can overcome this. And Florence popped in and pointed out the obvious. She said, Kate, you know the magic of these teachings are that people receive it when they need it. Now, that really surprised me when she did that. And she was so right. You know, we've restructured the program for each class module to build on the next. But the truth is, the chapters can be experienced in any order. You can pick up the workbook or the original Game of Life book for guidance and open it to any page, and there'll be something on one of the two pages you've opened it to that will speak to you about what's going on in your life. I found this to always happen when I go to Florence's teachings for help, always. So Florence's suggestion is to complete the homework as best you can, making your workbook with or marking your workbook with a sticky note or highlighter to indicate where you stopped in each chapter, or if you missed a chapter completely, and then just move on to the next chapter as it's assigned, and then return to the uncompleted homework or class recording as your time allows. the teachings of the chapter you skipped or didn't complete may speak to you more deeply after completing other chapters. So with this knowledge, do not beat yourself up if you don't complete your homework prior to a class or if you miss a call. All is in divine order. Simply do the best you can within the time restraints you have. And what I like best about Florence's suggestion is knowing the universe is working with you to address the most important sections of this program for you first. You cannot do this program wrong. Your flow is what's right for you. The other magical element of Florence's teachings is that they're simple, simple, simple. And because we've trained our minds to filter out so much information, we often believe that anything that's real, anything that's truly powerful, must be difficult. Because if it were simple, everyone would be doing it. It's through this belief that we block ourselves from making changes in our lives because we think it's too hard. The reality is, experiencing a life that we love is really simple, and it begins with our energy within. So let's explore the inside scoop of your life force, creation energy. The first thing I want to ask you to do is to set aside everything you know about energy and transformation. Just set it aside and be open to what comes to you through the program and your angelic guidance. I've had several students who've been actively working with other programs and teachers but couldn't make the changes in their lives that they wanted to make till they participated in this program. These teachings are simple and will open a new door for you. So please, ask your questions that come up for you. Don't just take my word for everything. Ask your questions when they come up. And we've all heard that everything is energy, and it is. But how does that affect having it all? How does it affect experiencing our reality, our individual version of heaven on earth? Well, first, let's explore the concept of heaven on earth. Heaven on earth is the same as having it all or living the dream, and it means different things to different people. Florence teaches that our square of life is love, wealth, health, and perfect self-expression. So what would your square of life look like if you were living the dreams of your heart, all that makes your heart sing with joy? What would it feel like to be experiencing your version of heaven on earth? When I was first introduced to Florence's teachings, I couldn't get a picture of that, my heaven on earth. I couldn't get a picture of it because I was locked in struggling to get out of the belief that if I didn't choose to do something different, if I did not choose something I wanted to create, something I wanted to have to achieve happiness, I wouldn't be disappointed when I didn't get it. It took a long time for me to figure out that self-sabotaging thing that I had going on. And then I learned my first step to begin changing my life to something better was to choose to be happy. When you choose to be happy, you shift your energy into a higher state of being happy. And when you do that, any energy that's between you and what you want to experience will be revealed. It's that subconscious energy that sabotages you, that energy that's out of alignment with what you want to experience. So to completely understand this, this choosing to be happy and step into that other energy, we need to take this feeling within deeper. When you think about joy and happiness, what does it feel like in your body? What does your body feel like, and where do you feel it? Where do you feel that joy? And let me just be really clear here that joy and happiness, the definition of that changes depending on what you're doing and who you're with and where you are. It could change moment to moment. You know, you might be really happy being quiet and reading a book, and then 10 minutes later, you might be really happy being in a group of family members or friends. So that definition of happiness and joy fluctuates. So don't think that it has to be just one thing. So take just a moment here and now to explore this and make note of where you feel joy and happiness in your body. For me, I feel a rush of tingly, excited energy in my heart or chest area, and sometimes I feel that rush of energy going up and down my spine. But where do you feel it? What do you feel? And where do you feel that? And I want to ask you to consciously think about what would it be like to experience the energy of joy and happiness consistently. What would it be like to exist in the higher vibration of love energy consistently as a normal way of living? And when I say this, notice if you feel any resistance to this possibility. Now, what is resistance? I want to help you get really clear on what resistance is, because recognizing it is key to creating a new reality. Florence calls it our wall of Jericho. Resistance is the energy we feel that's uncomfortable. It's the energy we feel when we're not in agreement with something. Resistance energy is our body's way of telling us that we're out of alignment with something. Resistance is less than love energy that walls off what we really want to experience. It blocks us. And that feeling of resistance is our red flag that we need to stop and shift that energy from less than love to love or above. And this resistance, this energy can be with regard to a relationship with a person. It can be a relationship with a thing or an event. When we learn to recognize resistance, we can then shift out of it to a higher vibration. And that's what you'll be learning to do in this program. Again, we're not going to be digging for stuff. We're going to be shifting into the energy of what you want to experience. And when you do that, anything that needs to be healed will reveal itself. It's that simple. Now we're going to identify what the energy you don't want to be in feels like in your body. Because for most of us, that feeling is pretty cut and dry. We know what it feels like, and it doesn't feel good. But we've learned to live with it as our normal way of existing, in an energy that's uncomfortable, and we don't even realize it because it's our normal way of living. So now I want you to identify energy, and by identifying your energy, you'll identify where your truth center is. And then we're going to identify what the energy we want to be in feels like. So right now, together, I want you to identify one thing in your life that you want to change because you're not in agreement. It's not comfortable. You're not happy with it. It can be a relationship, where you live, your job, the amount of money in your possession, the fact that you worry all the time. Whatever it is that you want to change, identify just one thing. And now close your eyes and take a deep breath and think about how that energy feels. Identify where you feel that uncomfortable, I don't like this, this is yucky, that energy. Identify that feeling. And make note where you feel this and what it feels like. This is your truth center for you, and it's not the same for everyone. And this is the energy that's less than love. This uncomfortable, possibly painful feeling that you don't like. This energy literally drains the love energy out of you, and it will leave you feeling exhausted. And when you maintain a diet of this energy, you're continually tired and unhappy, and you feel stuck. So now, just please take a few deep breaths and transform what you were just thinking about, that unhappy energy, to something better. Whether you know what something better would look like or not, focus on what it would feel like if this relationship or life situation were better. Focus on what a loving relationship would feel like, or what it would feel like to love your job, or what it would feel like for your bank account to be loaded with cash and all your debt to be paid. In this moment, what would it feel like to be happy about what you've been unhappy about? What would that energy feel like? And if you're having trouble getting there, shifting that particular energy, then focus on something you're grateful for, something that really makes you happy. If you're deep in fear and it's challenging for you to bring something forward that makes you feel happy, simply focus on what you imagine it would feel like. And take a deep breath and focus on something better than you have now. What would that feel like? So together we're going to experience an energy shift. You always have a crown of angels with you in every moment of every day. God's messengers, who are the ear of God, they're with you to support you, comfort you, and guide you. At this time, I want to ask that your angels come in close so you can feel their presence. So take a deep breath and close your eyes. And with another deep breath, focus for a moment on the beating of your heart. And with another deep breath, shift your focus to something you're grateful for and focus on that energy of gratitude and what it feels like. And now with another deep breath, allow yourself to feel the breath of God surrounding you and feel the comfort of resting in the palm of God. Let's take a deep breath. And together, your angels and I send love to you. All the love of our heart. Take a deep breath and allow yourself to feel this shift in your energy to the higher state of love. Take a really deep breath and allow yourself to feel the limitless possibility that you are. Embrace this magnificent possibility. No matter who you are, where you live, what you have or have not done in your life, you deserve to be happy. I know this is true for you. Take another deep breath and focus on the joy essence that's within you, the divinity that is you. Take another really deep breath and expand this beautiful joy of love and light throughout your body. This is a glimpse into the energy you want to be. Take a deep breath and savor this energy for a moment. All this love that the angels and I send to you, connecting to your heart. So let's ground into this energy. Allow roots from your feet to go down into the soils of Mother Earth, down through the rocks and the water, down to the core light of healing love within her. And with a deep breath, pull that healing, loving light back up through the soils to your feet, through your legs, to your heart. And when you're ready, open your eyes. If you feel challenged to experience a state of joy, then define what makes you laugh and dive into it. Explore it, search it out, and capture the feeling within your body. You can do it. And no matter what's going on around you, you choose the energy you wish to be in. Most of the time, you're probably not aware of making a choice. It's a subconscious choice. But whether we make it consciously or subconsciously, our energy status is still a choice. And we can choose something different. And it's time to consciously choose to be in the love energy we just experienced, no matter what is going on around you in your life. Being in the energy you wish to be in, that energy of love and joy, transcends the physical world's domination of negativity. And the more you actively focus on what the energy you want to be in feels like, the easier it will be to be that energy. And that is when the magic happens. Now, something I want to be really clear on here. When you shift your energy from less than love to love or above, any energy that's less than love, that's been hiding, suppressed in the shadows of your heart, will come forward to be healed to love energy. Do not be alarmed by this. Typically when this happens, people get discouraged and throw up their hands and say, "This is too hard," and they walk away. I've done that. Be aware that this energy coming forward to be healed is exciting. Even though it may be painful, It's exciting because it's the sign that you're progressing. It's the sign that your energy is shifting to create a new reality. And the pain of the energy doesn't get any worse. You've already experienced the most painful part. This program teaches you what to do when this energy reveals itself, and we support you to have the wisdom and strength to face, disconnect from, and heal whatever comes up for you. Sometimes simply facing it is enough to heal it, and you're done. Poof, it's gone. Now, we'll be learning tools and techniques as the program progresses to handle anything that comes up for you. And you don't have to do this alone. Not anymore. You are fully supported. I'm here. Your angels are here. Florence is involved. And you have the private Facebook community of loving, supportive, non-judgmental, no judgment, people to support you. Okay, back to love energy. Shifting your energy from deep within to the higher state of love engages your three states of consciousness, your conscious, subconscious, and superconscious. And when they're in alignment is when you have the ability to focus your creation energy to create the reality that makes your heart sing with joy. Your confidence is strong and your light shines brightly to allow you to have the eyes to see, the ears to hear, and the knowing within you to observe opportunities that you could not see before. With the knowledge that our internal energy creates our reality, we have the power to choose a different energy, creating a different reality. So we've identified what joy and happiness feels like in our bodies. Let's go back to energy. Our thoughts, beliefs, emotions, words, our very consciousness is energy. And I'm sure you've heard this before. You know all about it. But by choosing to understand it, really understand it, we can then focus and direct our internal energy to create material things and life experiences that bring us joy and happiness. Hang on. Oh, so sorry. My screen just went totally blank. Sorry. I'll edit that out. So when you focus your attention, your energy, focus your energy on what you wish to experience as consistently as humanly possible, you will generate enough energy of the higher vibration of love to mold formless matter into what you wish to experience, no matter what that is. You know, the universe is waves and particles of energy, and that energy conforms and molds to our expectations and our beliefs. This is an example of focusing energy and allowing the energy to materialize. You're going to love this. Last year, when I was packing to move into our house, I visualized walking through the new house, blessing it with holy water to cleanse and clear it, and I remember feeling what it would be like to walk through the house, praying and spraying the corners with the holy water. And it was then that I realized I didn't have any holy water, so I asked the universe for holy water, knowing that I could make some if I needed to, not really expecting the universe to supply it, and I just went back to packing. And when I moved into our house, I wiped out all the kitchen cabinets before I put our things away, and as I was standing on the stepladder wiping out a high shelf of one of the corner kitchen cabinets, I felt something behind the facing of the cabinet. It was a plastic bottle full of holy water. How often do you ask the universe for holy water and then discover a full bottle of it in your new home? And I knew it was holy water because it said right on the front, holy water. So I used this same process of directing life force energy within me to manifest a new SUV, our new home, my husband, our dog, serenity within me, and this program. And that energy that I use to create these things is of the vibration of love. Florence tells us that love is the strongest magnetic force in the universe, and it is. When we shift our energy to the higher state of love, the way is opened to focus that energy to mold formless matter together and manifest what we want into existence. And you may be thinking, form matter into existence? How do I do that? Well, you're doing it all the time, but you may not be getting what you want because you're not focusing in an energy of love. So by focusing your attention on how fantastic the energy of joy feels like to be, do, or have what you want. Now, I recently walked into my bedroom where I have a makeup mirror from the 1970s. Oh, my God, it's really old. And when I went by it, it lit up in the dark. I didn't even have to touch it. My energy made the mirror light up. So then I focused my energy on it. I put my hand on either side and it lit up. Now, it didn't stay on, but it did come on. It was focusing energy, plugging into what I wanted to happen. Can focusing the life force energy within us be this simple? Yes, it is. No matter who you are, everyone has the ability to shift their energy, and this is why. By experiencing our version of the extreme energy of negative and positive life situations, we have the ability to then choose the energy we wish to be in. And we have the power to make it so. We are spiritual beings of love and light experiencing a human existence. And the human malfunction is the frailty of the human body with regard to it needing rest and sleep. So write this down, and I'll highlight this on the transcript so you'll be sure to see it. When the body is tired, it's like a trapdoor opens and our energy drains out. We can be on a roll, surging forward in love and light, kicking butt left and right, creating wonderful things, and then we get tired, as bodies do. And fear energy creeps in. And without warning, we feel unsure about changes we want to make in our lives. And we start to question everything. And we listen to the vibration of that fear energy. And our brain says things like, can I do this? It's too hard. This isn't going to work. Who would want me? Why would anyone love me? I'll never find a job or a house or someone to love me. Or heaven forbid, the whispers begin to recite Murphy's Law, anything that can go wrong will go wrong. These are whisperings of negativity from your subconscious. Red flags that your body is screaming for attention. Your body needs rest. Listen to it. You may need to simply take a nap or go to bed or take a walk or get something to eat if you haven't eaten for hours. Do something to rejuvenate your body. This is vitally important. When the body is tired, the fear-filled illusion of old thought patterns and beliefs that hide in your subconscious rise to the surface to take charge. And if you suppress this less than love fear energy and try to ignore it, it will expand and its power will grow. And the body being tired will feed it. trying to function at a level of being tired or exhausted is the human subconscious way of self-sabotaging ourselves. I want to ask you to commit to addressing the feeling of being tired quickly. Please follow through on this. A rested body will maintain love energy so much easier than a tired body. Okay, now I want to address our preconceived notions of reality. We take in billions of bits of information every second. Billions. My husband uses that as an excuse not to remember things that I tell him. But our human minds consistently screen that information. And this is why the majority of people don't have eidetic memories, because we screen information. And it's why most of us don't see our angels across the room today, because as babies, our brains began to screen seeing them. Now, when we're born, we're limitless possibility. And as we take in the conditioning of the physical world, we create neural pathways of belief in our brains that limit us in what we can see and what we believe we can experience. We also write neural pathways of painful events, which leads to an archive of painful experiences that interfere with our ability to create new experiences of love and joy. And those neural pathways can be altered and rewritten completely. Florence calls them rewriting your subconscious records. And rewriting them is simple. You came to this program with goals in mind. There's something in your life that you want to change. You may want a deeper connection with God. You may want a new job or home, maybe more loving relationships or more money. Or you want to eliminate drama from your life and stop being a victim. Or maybe you want to travel the world. You probably have a list. Whether consciously or subconsciously, you have a list of things that will bring you great joy to experience. And the only reason you're not already experiencing what you want is because somewhere along the way, you've written a neural pathway that tells you that you can't have this life situation or relationship that you want, even though it's already made manifest at a higher plane of existence. It already has your name on it. Whatever it is that you want to experience is already there. It's already in your realm of possibility. And at some point you raised your vibration enough so that that information, that idea, that dream made it into your consciousness. So it's already there. But there's something inside you that's preventing you from creating it as your reality. And that starts with a neural pathway that's written there. So we're going to rewrite your neural pathway and open the way for you to receive what you want. And it takes roughly 28 days to completely rewrite a neural pathway. So let's get started. Even though you have a list of things you want, the basis of your desire is the joy and happiness you'll experience to be, do, or have what you want. So the first neural pathway we want to rewrite is the energy of not deserving to be happy, that energy of I can't have that. So we'll rewrite the pathway with the energy of I deserve to be happy. So write this down to anchor your intention. I deserve to be happy. When we make an intention, you create it at that higher plane of existence. You know, we all talked about that. It's already there. Whatever it is you want to experience already exists for you. like the holy water that I wanted. And when I put my intention out there to the universe and fully embraced the energy of what it would feel like to use that holy water and bless my new home, the holy water was already mine. So stepping out of the way for the universe to match it to me happened when I continued packing. I had no attachment of desperation energy to getting the holy water. All I had was the joy of using it. So now, you set your intention and anchored it when you wrote, "I deserve to be happy." The second thing you need to do to rewrite your neural pathway is answer these two questions to determine your energy of awareness. These two energy assessment questions are, question number one, what is my energy right now? Am I feeling the energy of what it would be like to experience what I want? And these two energy assessment questions are in the mastery tool. So if you want to just listen instead of writing it all down, that's cool. Okay, so I'll say that again. What is my energy right now? Am I feeling the energy of what it would be like to experience what I want? This question will help you to identify if you're in the energy of what you want to create or less than love energy of some form of fear, because you feel resistance if there's fear. And if there's resistance, if you're not in the energy of what you want to create, then go to question number two. And question number two is, what is the energy I want to be in? And I'll say that again. What is the energy I want to be in? To access the energy you wish to be in, focus your thoughts and beingness on what it would feel like to experience whatever it is you wish to create. In this case, deserving to be happy. So dive deeply into the joy of having what you want without any feelings of resistance that you don't have it. If you have resistance, then you may use the Jumpstart Your Power exercise and breathe life into the energy of joy at experiencing what you've intended to create. It's simple. And you'll find the Jumpstart Your Power audio in the Mastery Tool Library. So you can go there right after the program and listen to that. So to shift your energy to create your intention, all you have to do to rewrite your neural pathway is this. When you wake up in the morning, focus your energy on the joy of experiencing your intention. What you wrote down, I deserve to be happy. And knowing within every cell of your body, full body, yes, I deserve to be happy. And that's asking your two energy questions, your two energy assessment questions. Question number one, what is my energy right now? Am I feeling the energy of what it would be like to experience what I want? That full body, yes, I deserve to be happy. And if you're not, go on to question number two. What is the energy I want to be in? Explore your energy, and if you feel resistance at being the joy-filled energy of having your intention, happy, then use the Jumpstart Your Power exercise to shift your energy into the highest vibration of love and joy possible. And you will find that exercise and the Rewrite Your Neural Pathway info on the Mastery Tools website. So when you're in the joy of having already received what you want, especially when it's nowhere in sight, it's fun. And it's a completely different experience from worrying and fretting about something you don't have. So use this simple two-question energy assessment to rewrite your neural pathway. And do it often throughout your day to maintain the focus in your creation energy to rewrite the neural pathway. And when you experience this exercise for the next 28 days, you will rewrite your neural pathway of belief that you deserve to be happy. And with this belief rewritten, it'll be easier and easier to create the things that you want to experience in your life. Rewriting your neural pathway of belief will get your subconscious on board with your conscious and your superconscious so it will work with you instead of against you, self-sabotaging you from the shadows of fear. So let's look at fear for a moment. We have the ability to choose the energy we wish to be in. Now, I know when things happen that make us angry or upset or disappoint us, we're not in love energy. We're in the lower vibration of fear. But once the surprise of the experience wears off, we can choose to stay in the less than love vibration of fear or shift into the higher vibration of love. We have the power to choose. Shifting to the energy of love feels good and creates miraculous results. And it comes down to choice of whether we're going to worry and fret or be in the energy of the joy of having already received what it is we want. And I just want to say that I know I've been in those places where I probably would have said, if I'd heard someone say what I just did, I would have thought, yeah, right, she's not in my shoes. She has no idea what's going on in my life. How am I going to choose? I want to ask you to just take some really deep breaths and shift your energy to gratitude for the things that do make you happy in your life. And there's got to be something, no matter how your life looks in this moment, what pain you're going through. You can be grateful for the sun coming up and being able to walk across the room by yourself or just being able to breathe. And I've been there in those times where that was really pretty much all I was grateful for. And then when I focused on that gratitude and really focused on it, things started to change. And now I do know that I deserve to be happy, and so do you. And you don't have to do this by yourself anymore. So we do need to complete here, and we'll begin our Q&A session in just a moment. And as your homework, please claim your energy to be happy. No matter who you are, where you live, what your life looks like in this moment, you deserve to be happy. I know this with every cell of my being, and I fully support you to believe it too. And ask yourself the energy assessment questions when you wake up in the morning and throughout your day to check your energy to maintain that highest vibration of love possible. And go to the Mastery Tool Library and get the Rewrite Your Neural Pathway PDF file and get the Jumpstart Your Power exercise and listen to that. Go to any of those Mastery Tools in the Mastery Tool area that you're guided to, listen to them, use them, implement them now. There's no reason to wait. There's a lot of them that we're going to be doing together in the program, but you don't have to wait. Use whatever you're guided to use. Ask questions, and you're going to get answers. Now remember, you're human and life happens. If something happens that upsets you, allow yourself to experience that negative energy of surprise. And if you need to, you can have a 10-minute pity party. I learned that from one of the other mastery students. Pity party for 10 minutes, 10 minutes only, and then you got to stop and choose a different energy. So when the shock of what happens wears off, choose to experience a higher vibration of love energy. It's a choice as to whether you stay in less than love, negative energy, or raise your vibration to love or above. Your homework for next week is to read the first chapter of the Game of Life workbook and complete the inside assignments for that chapter. Everyone should have their workbook by then. You may already have it now or will have it by the end of the week. But if you do not have yours yet, you can download the PDF file of that chapter from the Members Area website. And remember, if you don't complete all the inside assignments, do not beat yourself up. Simply do the best you can. And that's what's perfect for you. The most important thing is for you to maintain your energy. The first chapter of the workbook and the inside assignments will support you to do this, plus all those mastery tools. Now, our next class module will be next Tuesday, July 7th, at 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and same time as tonight. And I want to invite you to post how you were introduced to Florence in the private Facebook community and post any questions that come up for you. Now, I also want to share with you just how grateful and honored I am to be a part of your journey. And I'm very excited to support you as you shift your energy to the highest vibration of love possible. Thank you so much for being here.